With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui. For more than a decade, lawsuits have been piling up against California from inmates who contracted the fungal disease Valley Fever while in state prison. Now, FM89's Carrie Klein reports, many of those inmates are turning to a higher court.
117 currently and formerly incarcerated people petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court last week to argue California's Department of Corrections put inmates at risk of Valley Fever. The petition calls for the justices to review a decision the 9th District Court of Appeals made to reject an earlier Valley Fever lawsuit. San Diego attorney Benjamin Pavone is the lead counsel on the petition.
And I just started getting letters pleading with me, help us, you know, we're getting sick, there's this disease. It was unlike anything else.
Most Valley Fever cases resolve themselves with few symptoms, but many inmates suffered severe side effects, some requiring long-term medical care. In 2011, the case rates in Pleasant Valley and Avenal State prisons were hundreds of times higher than the state average. Over a 10-year period, dozens of inmates died. Pavone argues the Department of Corrections knew some inmates were more at risk than others, yet did little to protect them.
If you have a nuclear meltdown, you go into a whole mode of precautions, and they just didn't do anything.
The Supreme Court will announce in October whether it will see this case. If it declines, Pavone says he'll continue working in lower courts and possibly take this to the United Nations. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.